In the name of Jesus, amen. This Lenten season, we have been hearing about what Scripture has foretold in the Old Testament and how our Savior Jesus fulfilled what was foretold through his suffering and death for us and for our salvation. Everything the Word of God has foretold up to this point in history has come to pass. Everything. Old Testament prophecies have come true 100% of the time, without fail. No other book in the history of the world has ever come close to that kind of statistic. We are living right now in days where we would very much like to know what's going to happen. There is much uncertainty, and that makes us anxious. What a marvelous comfort to know that our God isn't anxious. He knows what's going to happen. He knew what was going to happen before it even began. He's the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He has spoken through his word in the past. He speaks through his word today. And he will continue to speak through his word because his word endures forever. And he gives us that word. That when we are anxious, that when we are uncertain about the future, that we can hear the word of the Lord and be assured that our God knows what's going to happen, loves us more than we realize, and by trusting in him, has the power to quiet our hearts and drive away our anxiousness by speaking to us the truth of his word. Hear these words from Isaiah 53. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. He was numbered with the transgressors, Isaiah writes, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Although these words were written hundreds of years before the time of Jesus, they accurately describe the circumstance of our Lord's suffering and death. He wasn't crucified alone. He wasn't martyred along with his followers. He was put to death with two criminals, real criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And not only were they real criminals, they were the worst of criminals. Crucifixion was reserved for the worst of the worst. There was no more severe punishment than crucifixion. Simply the knowledge that a person had been crucified told everybody that they were a horrible person who had done something horribly wrong. Jesus, our Savior, the Son of the living God, allows himself to be identified as the worst of the worst. He allows himself to be numbered with the transgressors. Crucifixion was very brutal. It was very bloody. It was very gory. It was prolonged suffering. But the Word of God doesn't dwell on the gore and brutality of that day. In a very simple matter of fact, it simply describes what took place for us, for our salvation. It is not simply a scene of justice gone wrong, although it had. It's not simply a story of lies and betrayal, although it is. It's the account of the Creator of the world offering his one and only Son as payment for our sins and what we deserve. In all of that, God did with us in mind. The ultimate purpose of both the fulfillment of prophecy and the giving of faith is you. This is all for you. God knew what was to happen, and he planned for it to happen, that you and I could be assured of the forgiveness of our sins. God knows what we need, and he supplies that need because he knows the beginning and he knows the end. All of this is done and accomplished for you. Jesus is numbered with the transgressors. Jesus is identified as the worst of the worst, bearing our sins upon the cross, having God, his own Father, turn his back on him, that God the Father would never turn his back on us. And we have that assurance and that promise because of Jesus. Jesus comes to us again in word to strengthen our faith in him until he fulfills all prophecy. And the one yet to be fulfilled, his return. And that will be fulfilled. The Word of God comes true 100%. And yet you need not fear that, because God has done everything you need so that there would now be no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Jesus, your Savior, dies for you, rises for you, lives for you, and calls you to himself through the power of his word. May the Lord assure you of that word which never fails. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.